Today is the first Saturday of May. It's the first Saturday. We know what Our Lady requested through the children in Fatima, that not only should we make the nine first Fridays with Jesus, but she is asking in her humility for the five first Saturdays and the promises she has given. And May is the month of Our Blessed Mother. Very special because it's one of the most beautiful times in the whole year, at least in the northern. I don't know what the weather was like in Australia at this time. And it's very appropriate that we should have this celebration here in Holy Eucharist Church. Few though we may be here, and I hope there'll be more people coming as the day progresses, to hear this most important message that David is going to share with us. He has done a lot of work over these past many years. I met him because of his interest in some of the things that I had written about Maria Botolto, the poem of the man God, and he asked me to write several introductions to some of these publications, and the greatest of these publications is the present one on Mary, Mother of the Redeemer, Mother of the Church, and her mission, her passion. And as with everything else, David claims nothing for himself. These are not his words. He's gone to the sources of these gifts that the Lord has given us through the writings of Maria Botolto. And I hope that you have read or at least heard about. But one of the important features of this publication is because David has printed a book including everything that Maria Botolto had to say in the poem of the man God and in the notebooks about her life, about her passion, her sufferings, her mission, and what she, God's plan for the world, the church, through the Blessed Mother. And he's put all this in one book. You'll see the book as it is advertised there on the tables. David? Okay. So I would like you to pay special thanks to the table, because in 100 short pages, he has given us the very substance, the very essence of Mary's life and her passion, her mission. And this might encourage you, perhaps, to expand your interests and to continue studying not only what Jesus has to say, but His Blessed Mother, what she has to say, what Maria Botolto has written down. But you might want to then dare to challenge her to take on all five volumes of the poem of the man God, or as it is written out, the life of Jesus, or the gospel of Jesus Christ has been dictated to me. Because just as David takes no pride or no glory, doesn't attribute to himself his own work, he simply culled from these books. It was his effort, his application of himself to go through all of this, to bring out all these. He's very good at writing books about indexes. And so here, in the writings of the Gospel according to Maria Botolto, as they have been revealed, given by Jesus and by heaven to Maria Botolto, so likewise, David has gone to the sources of much of this to give us this picture of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To sing the Lord in a very special way. And it's truly my honor, as well as my duty and responsibility, to introduce David to you. He's sitting up here, and he'll be standing behind the mic in a few minutes. We are launching, with this conference and his presentation today, we are launching this new publication on Mary, Mother of the Redeemer, Mother of the Church, her life, her passion, and her mission. And thank God it's sustained me through these 2 months after my recent surgery on the open heart bypass surgeries, and it's given me the strength to also to be able to share this morning, this day together with you. And with this, I invite David Murray to take over the podium. And may the Lord Jesus bless this mission, this day, in a very special way through the prayers of the Mother of God, all the saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. David.